big old trout.
Big
it's just
old
as
trout.
Cool as the evening shade. Well, I toss my line and I haul it up. I think I've
Welcome
got it made.
To Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio with Cookie, our soon to be semi-professional angler. And now Rocio, who is also going to get a little bit more involved in the fishing community, because now, Rocio, let me make sure I get your title right. I know that you're the face that represents the hotel, but what is actually your title?
I study tourism. I have a degree in tourism since 23 years ago.
Okay, 23?
Yeah.
Holy smokes. And what is your actual job title now at the Finisterre?
Sales manager.
Sales manager. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. And what we're doing right now is Cookie's getting trained up so she can get by without me next week, because she didn't want to go to Cabo. She goes, no, I want to stay here and work.
No, I
don't believe you.
Yeah, don't believe him. That's so not true. I do. I wanted to go, but somebody's got to man the fort here.
There you go.
I know what's going on.
Okay.
Also here, my boss is going with this beautiful seminar and the fish that Jody's saying is not going to be a pleasure to do it. Okay. And I have to stay here at the hotel working.
Okay. And the... Let's talk a little bit, first of all, because I know that the Finisterre has been around longer than you've been alive, but you've only been there a short time. But tell us, start off telling us about the Finisterre.
Well, John, let me tell you, the Finisterre was built in 1969. That was when I was born, I think. So this is one of the first hotels here in Cabo. And it was a very, very well-known, like a Finisterre, because it's right here in the heart of the Cabo San Lucas. Santos just took over to this property 2 years ago. And now that I've been working here for 1 month, actually, I've just fallen in love every time, every day, because even the property is just beautiful, and what we had to offer to our guests, the view that we have to the Pacific side, and also we have a view with a bay where you can see the marina, all the yachts, all the boats. And so one of the best things of this property, besides the people that were here and all the installation, is the location.
You're definitely from Mexico, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What part are you from?
From Mexico City.
From Mexico City. And so what brought you to, is it actually in Cabo San Lucas?
Oh, definitely. It's downtown Cabo San Lucas.
It's downtown Cabo San Lucas. Okay. So what brought you to Cabo, and when did you come? You said you've only been with the hotel for a month, I think?
Well, I've been living here in Cabo 2 years.
Okay.
5 years ago. I was working for another brand in San Jose del Cabo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Playa del Carmen, which is in the Caribbean, for 5 years, being the manager of a boutique hotel, a small hotel over there.
I've been there. I know.
Well, so, Playa del Carmen.
Yeah, really. You got a tough job, Rocio. Wow.
It's beautiful, too.
Yes. But,
do you fish? Have you venture out? Do you like the water?
Well, actually, my boyfriend, he's a captain yacht.
Oh.
So I have the opportunity to be with him in Alaska fishing, salmon, queen crab, and all those kind of things. So I have a little bit of experience about fishing, and I have a feeling why people love to fish.
Yeah, it is. It's very relaxing, but I also do get how people have a hard time. You really do have to have sea legs. I mean, you really have to be able to handle the water and know that you can't just get out and walk.
Well, it depends. I'll tell you what, when you're on the water in some parts of Alaska, it almost seems that way. And in Baja, you want to get out, because when you're, especially as it gets a little bit later in the year and the weather, let's just say, warms up, Rocio, is that when the water temperature gets up into the mid to high 80s, feels pretty good to get out and get in the water.
Just lovely.
But yeah, it's crystal clear. It's the color. You can see, you know, everything on the bottom in 30 feet of water. And then you can actually see your fish coming after.
Now that you are coming next with John.
Yes.
I like to walk because right here where is the hotel, it's just 10 minutes walking close to the hotel.
Uh-huh.
I go to the beach, and then I walk to the divorce beach and the love beach.
What do you mean you walk?
I just walk to the beach and swim a little bit, and I get to the divorce beach.
Oh, so, well, yeah, but you have to swim across the entrance to the marina.
Yes.
Oh.
And then it had been just beautiful, the color of the ocean. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was last Sunday, I was just right here seeing the ocean, mm-hmm, and see the waves. And you know what? I was impressed because I was watching the waves, and I saw fishes on the waves.
Well, Rocio,
that was so amazing.
Let me just tell you a quick story.
I have to just laugh. It's cute because she says, I saw fishes. Where else would you see fishes?
Yes. Well,
it was so funny because that was a couple from the United States, mm-hmm, and she was getting too close to the ocean, mm-hmm, where the waves break. So it was kind
of
scary,
yes,
because, mm-hmm, the Pacific is so strong. Mm-hmm. I mean, you cannot do that. So,
yeah. Well, along that idea, I want to mention real quick is that right in front of the Finisterre, it's very difficult because of the strong riptide. But the reason for that is there's a very deep channel that follows right past the tip of Baja, and that is why there's so many marlin, because they travel in deep water. And so they'll come up within a few hundred yards of the beach, and they can be, well, I've caught some there, and I've seen a lot of marlin caught just right a few hundred yards off.
Yeah, it is true.
But that channel that we're talking about kind of extends around into the marina, and I know about 10 years ago there was a cruise ship that dropped anchor where they do in the marina. Well, it ran out of chain, and they lost the anchor. That's how deep it is, and that's within just a few hundred yards of the marina.
Wow.
So you're talking 500 or 1,000 feet when you swim across that that area over to Lover's Beach.
Pronounce your name so I don't. It's
Rocio.
So Rocio, it just so happens that my daughter is going to be visiting with her boyfriend, who is actually coming all the way from Ireland Believe it or not, he's coming to California to visit, and then off to Cabo San Lucas they're going. And I would love for her to come by and say hi to you. And maybe
I would love to.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
I would love to. So,
John
has my email.
I will.
So reach me through the email and let me know when they are going to be here. And I would just love to do a site inspection. I can invite them to have lunch or breakfast here at the hotel.
Oh, that's wonderful. They would love. Yeah, they're very excited. And, you know, because there is so, you know, the history behind along, you know, the coast there is just overwhelming. And there's so much to see and so much to a lot of people, I think, take it for granted when they come. You know, they want to be in the ocean, they want to, you know, go deep sea fishing, and as they should, but there is a lot to see and there is a lot to learn, and you know, it's a very interesting place to be.
Yeah, it is one of the most beautiful places I can say in the world. How many chances you had to see or to be in a place when two oceans get together, like the Sea of Cortez and the Pacific side, so they're getting mixed, and it's just amazing.
It is really amazing. Again, Rocio, can you please tell us again where we can find you?
You can find me at my email address is sales.finisterra@
Okay. Rocio, we do have Jim from Blue Sky that just finally got through. It looks like we're going to miss you guys. You know what? We never do this, but how about if we just hold you over for 1 minute into the next break? Can you hold on for 3 minutes?
Yes, of course.
Okay, perfect. Wonderful. Let's do that. Thank you. Righty. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-382-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass, and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-382-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espirito Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at Costa Baja Resort.
First named La Paz in 1566, the fourth largest municipality in Mexico still has a provincial Mexican atmosphere. On the Sea of Cortez, the most biodiverse body of water in the world, La Paz has year-round world-class fishing. With a rich history of pearls, pirates, and legendary fishing, La Paz in Baja Sur makes for the perfect fishing vacation. Spring in La Paz, you catch trophy pargo, giant yellowtail, and sierra. Find more at VivaLaPaz.com. Viva La Paz!
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to REEL funadventures.com.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAHA.
I was fishing last Friday on a lake in Mississippi in the humid summer heat. On a boat with my best friend Cletus.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio with Cookie, and we have on the line with us, we have Rocio, who is the sales manager for the Sandos Finisterra Los Cabos, a premier all-inclusive resort in Cabo San Lucas. And if you're interested in going to Cabo, getting the best possible time, the best fishing, all at world-class but very reasonable pricing, we also have Jim from Blue Sky on the line with us. So I think that the ideal situation, Rocio and Jim, would be to put a package together where, first of all, we've been talking a little bit about the Finisterra. So, Jim, give us a little bit of an idea about the Blue Sky.
Well, Blue Sky is an entry-level yacht, around 43 feet. We've got 2 to 3 crew members on board, depending on the size of the group. And as you know, fishing season is almost year-round in Cabo. The boat went out today with 10 bachelors.
Oh, no.
They're going to come back early and hang out at Mango Deck because Mango Deck has a lot to offer besides fishing.
Yeah, well, it's kind of warm down there, and I'm sure that there's some great scenery from the Mango Deck. And you can even look at the water if you want.
Ten
bachelors. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, good thing you got a cleanup crew after that one.
And somebody else driving the boat.
But now, the idea, normally, you can take anybody that wants to go. But normally, how many people that want to get serious about fishing will get on the boat?
What's that, John?
People that really want to fish. How many would you recommend?
Well, right now, the move out today, we're getting reports that marlin are 20 miles out, and we fish all the way out to our GPS points. And the fishing's been awesome. We've been averaging 1 to 2 marlin a day. And I can't wait for June. As you know, Cabo last year had an incredible June marlin month.
Well, you know what happened last year is it started off and it just never stopped. You know, because like of other places on the West Coast, we never had a winter. And, you know, we did get some cooler, the water did cool down finally down there and get some cooler water fish. But, you know, it just started warming early. And I think Rocio, who likes to swim out there, can tell you that the water has been unseemably warm. And so you may not have to wait until June.
Beautiful, just beautiful, warm. And I just jumped in the water Sunday. I was so happy.
So wait, so you catch, no matter what, people will catch at least 1 to 2 marlins a day?
Well, I've got a very experienced captain. He's in his 60s, and he's got 3 sons that are captains as well. And John can mention this, that there's also the importance of the boat and the frequency the boat gets off in the water. Mm-hmm. But the captain is a hunter, not a captain of the boat. When we go out to fish, we hunt. And I'll let John talk about the expertise of a captain on board and how important that is.
Well, I will comment on that.
Yes, definitely, John.
First of all, they're everywhere, okay? That doesn't mean that you're, no matter where you go, you're going to catch them. You can. Like I said, we've hooked up right in front of the Finisterre. There are certain locations or high mounts in the ocean that they tend to be on at a Cabo. You go up the Silla Cortez to the Gordo Banks, and there's a couple of peaks up there, or you go straight out to the Jaime Banks, or you go up the coast to the Golden Gate, and they tend to be there. So, but, you know, obviously it has to do with finding bait, and that's what the captain and the deckhand do. They're not up there reading a comic book when they're out. You know, they got the glasses on, and they're constantly looking for birds, looking for activity in the water. And then the ones that are good, you don't just put some trolling lures out and troll around. They're constantly, you know, you've got 5 lures out, and they're constantly rotating those, you know, until they find the right combination. So, no, it is it makes a big difference. You know, and things that make it enjoyable is you get a good captain that really cares. Also, if your Spanish is not too good, it's great to have someone that speaks English. And a real quick tip, Rocio and Jay, a lot of times people will get on the boat, and the captain being polite, he says, "What would you like to do today? What would you like to catch today?" And you go, "Okay, well, I want to catch marlin." And the captain will say, "Well, we try." Well, there are no marlin that day. But he's going to try and do what you want. So when you get on the boat and the captain asks you, say, "Well, you know, we'd like to get some billfish, but we want to catch fish. So you tell us what is our best opportunity." That's a good tip.
I agree with you.
Hey, okay. John, I got a new toy this last few months. It's a fish dredge of plastic ballyhoo. And we send that out about 30 yards from the boat.
Right.
And then we put the real ballyhoo further back, and it's true bait and switch.
Well, Jim, you know what we're going to do? We did sneak you in there, but we're cutting in on Eddie's time. But what we'll do is let's get together after we get back next week, and let's do a recap of what the great fishing is going to be next week, and maybe we'll even get Paulino to talk about it. But I'm sure he's going to be talking to Rocio all about it. So we really appreciate that, and we will be back with you guys as soon as we get back from Mexico. And the Blue Sky, just go to Blue Sky Cabo, Google it, you'll find it. And the Finisterre is anywhere. Just put the name in, it'll pop up 100 places. Or just get in touch with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
You betcha. Okay, we're going to go around the other side and talk to Eddie Van... Well, no, it's not... I call him Eddie Van Warner because we think of him as part of the family, but he's really not. Eddie works for the Van Warner family at the Van Warner Resorts in Los Briles, East Cape, normally hanging out at the Palmas de Cortez, which may not be 5-star, you know, but it's, you know, it's...
it's beautiful.
Definitely. Cookie's been there.
Yes.
And it's certainly a place that if you'd like to take a lady, even if you don't want to fish, it's well It's a great trip, but the fishing is probably better there than almost any other place in the world, and it's certainly one of the top places in Baja. And Eddie, you and I were talking, one of the draw is that you can walk out in the morning, you see the sunrise, and then you just walk across the 50 yards of sand, get on the dock, get on your boat, and take off. And you may go out 20, 30 miles, or you may go out 200 or 300 yards.
Exactly. You know, that's one of the things that really sets us aside from other places around the world is that, our whole fleet, which is the largest fleet in all of Mexico, we have a combination of 28 to 35-foot cabin cruisers and 23 to 25-foot Super Pangas, and it's all anchored right in front of the hotels. So between Playa del Sol, which is our sister hotel, which is only 300 yards to the north of Palmas de Cortez, so along that stretch of beach, we have our whole fleet anchored right out front, and each hotel has a dock right out front. So what's a great draw for us and what people love is that you wake up in the morning, you just go have breakfast in the dining room, walk across, like you said, maybe 30, 40 yards of sand onto the dock. Your boat's waiting for you right there. They load your ice chest full of drinks and your lunch onto the boat. You step onto the boat, and you're off fishing. All you got to do is make a quick stop, buy some bait, and, you could be fishing within a couple miles, or you could, you make a 20, 30-mile run, and you might be into some tuna. You might be into some marlin, dorado, wahoo. Then you can come inshore. If the fishing's not great offshore, switch it up, come inshore, and fish for some rooster fish and get some jacks, pargo.
Or pompano, Eddie, pompano. I was fishing off of, I was fishing off of your pier. Yeah. If you go to our Facebook page, the cover page picture of our Fish Talk Radio Facebook page is your dock of your boats.
Excellent.
So definitely check that out and encourage people, your visitors as well to, like Fish Talk Radio on Facebook. And definitely, if you really want to see what it looks like, it is absolutely breathtaking. It's beautiful. I didn't expect it when I didn't know what I was getting myself into when we were down there in November. It was fabulous. I loved that you did just walk right on to the pier there, hop onto the boat and take off. And the fishing was not so great when we were there in November, which was unusual, you said, John.
Oh, yeah.
You had said that was not...
The fishing was great, but it was the worst I've ever seen.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
Right. I guess, coming from an amateur like myself, it was great for me. I had a great time, and it was just beautiful. But I love that you could bring what you caught. You brought what you caught and brought it to your chefs, and they made up ceviche, and they grilled up our fish. It was just absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, just a couple of quick things. Eddie, you have a very hot special going on. I think it's end of August into September, and it seems to me it's I don't even know mention it. It's for a double occupancy or triple occupancy, it's about $200 a day per person.
We actually have it up on our a lot of information up on our Facebook page. So if anybody out there is on Facebook, they can go on our Facebook page. But it's running for both Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol.
Perfect.
And it's for the end of August. It's between August 28th and September 1st. And it is our lowest prices that we're going to offer all year.
It's going to be warm, but it's going to be awesome. We're going to go. And, just real quickly, Eddie, as Cookie knows, basically I'm lazy and I like simple things. I like to just get off the airplane, get in a ride for an hour or so, go to the room, get up, go down the dock, go out, and everything about that place is designed for me because it's so easy. It's so easy. It's like the no worries thing. You just kind of, okay.
It's wonderful. And
you get up in the morning and you roll out, maybe get some breakfast if you want or to.
Well, and you walk up to the town and you can take your fish to get smoked.
Yep,
it was fabulous.
Okay. Eddie, I don't think we even need to give you the information. We're not, I've got it down by heart. It's 877-777-TUNA. 877-777-TUNA. Chucky likes taught me that one. But if you just go to anywhere, go to Van Warmer's, go to Palmas de Cortez, you'll go to it and check out some of the hot specials they've got. And we're going to a trip together again next November, and the fishing is going to be awesome.
This November.
So
that's right.
We'll see you again.
All right, Eddie, thank you very much for hanging in
there.
Appreciate
it. Thank you for having me.
All righty.
Thank you.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-382-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-382-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
S-A-N-D-O-S is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Sandos Finisterra Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly Sandos Finisterra Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Sandos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio with Cookie, and we have on the line with us, we have, is it Chad, I believe?
Yes, sir.
Chad is at the Trout Fitters. I think there's a couple of different names you guys go by, but that's an easy one. In downtown Mammoth, you're still right behind the Shell station, I assume.
Yes, sir.
And easy to find, and we want to do this as a public service, because if you don't know about the Eastern Sierras, then you've been, you're coming from another planet. But fishing opportunities, you know, all the way from below Bishop to above Bridgeport and the Mammoth Great Lakes, or the Mammoth Lakes area, and right in the middle of it is Trout Fitters. So, you know, I was just saying that if, whether you've never put a line in the water and you want to fish with your Mickey Mouse push button reel, or you're a purist fly angler, the Trout Fitter can fix you up. But give us, Chad, give us an idea of what is going on up in that area for now and the next, you know, what you recommend in the next couple of months.
You know, it's starting to turn into spring up here. You know, we kind of have what we say two seasons up here. It's a winter and a summer. We're kind of in between everything right now. The lakes are starting to thaw out. We've got pretty much about 80% of our water open up here in the Eastern Sierras. And, you know, we kind of do everything up here. It was a great start to the season as far as opening day goes. Stringers full of fish, and, you know, people are catching their limits. But, you know, it's not only the fishing scene up here. It's the all-around kind of family scene. I mean, you get the camping done. You can go dirt bike riding. You can go out on the lakes and fish. And, you know, you can do it all up here.
Mm-hmm. Well, in just an hour or two, if you're If you get up there in the middle of summer and it's blazing hot in Bishop, say maybe even to, maybe even to the 100 and something, and then you start going up the grade, and your shop is what, about 8,000 feet, something like that?
Yeah, we're sitting right about 8,000 up here at
my
shop.
Okay, and so it'll go from 100 degrees down to about 65, 70 degrees.
Yes.
And just gorgeous, beautiful, the tall pines, the clear air, the smells. It's just it's just kind of puts a smile on your face and almost takes your breath away just being in that area.
Well, you forget you're in California.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it feels like you're
beautiful
somewhere else.
But and then you've got, I don't know, what, how far of an area do you normally guide?
You know, we do everything pretty much from Bishop all the way up to Bridgeport. To give you kind of idea of the magnitude of the fishing that we have up here is within 1 hour of our shop, 1 hour driving distance, there's over 492 spots to fish.
Okay.
So we are in trout country, and this is the mecca of California to kind of fish and get your lines wet.
Mm-hmm. And I know that, well, there's a hatchery up there, at least one. I don't know if Alpers is still back operating or not, but you've got, actually, you can even visit, the Hot Creek Hatchery, can't you?
Yes, sir.
And then, of course, if you want to be almost guaranteed about 100 yards away from there is Hot Creek, you can fish.
Yep.
that's a inside tip. So, but
the ones that
sneak out are sitting there waiting for you.
What's that?
I said the ones that sneak out of the hatchery at night are sitting there waiting for you.
Without a doubt, and we got plenty of them.
Yes, exactly, but you know, again, the variety and type of things. Now, what about say a typical, either just a couple of guys, a guy and his wife, or you know, a family on a a trip that they want to go up to the Sierras. First of all, they should probably stop in and see you for a lot of reasons. And what are some of those reasons?
We're the one-stop shop. So we're kind of the information booth to the Sierras so as far as fishing is concerned. I've got 16 guides on the water daily, running trips pretty much from Bishop to Bridgeport. But we are the candy store for your fishing stores. We kind of got it all, everything from your fly fishing gear all the way down to your conventional gear. So we're the one-stop shop in the Sierras, and especially all the direct info that we get off the water by ourselves fishing every day and all of our guides on the water. We're the people and the source to kind of come to and figure this place out and make it a little bit easier.
Well, I've always found if you want to be successful, get the right equipment, and no matter how good it looks at Big Five and how for sure you're going to catch fish, that may not have anything to do with what you're going to be doing when you're up there. So go local. If you can get a guide, that's always the best way to go. If you're going to be going out for 5 days, you don't be great if you can afford a guide for 5 days. But, you know, at least go out once or twice. You can do it.
Yes, sir. And, you know, and that's kind of what we do. We kind of exude it. We all are in this shop, and we're all doing this for a reason, and it's because of our love for fishing. All of us here in our staff, myself included, all the way down to the guides on the water, totally exude everything about the sport, and we're constantly on the water trying to get that inside tips for you guys when you come up here.
There you go. Okay, we appreciate that, Chad, and yeah, we'll be up there as soon as possible. And right now is just getting into the best time, and it just keeps getting better. So give them a call, Trout Fitters. You can find it anywhere that you want to go. But what is an easy website?
Our website is thetroutfitter.com. So
okay,
it's thetroutfitter.com.
Thetroutfitter.com. Okay, that's self-explanatory, and even I can remember that.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Chad. We appreciate that information.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
You bet. Okay, we're going to drop down the hill a little bit and get out of the High Sierras and back down to the Pacific Ocean. We have Ben Hyman on the line with us, and Ben is he's a fisherman, but probably a little bit different than what we were just talking to up at Mammoth Lake. So, Ben, if you don't mind, give us a little bit of an idea about what you do and some of the things that you're doing that are changing and how you're helping them change.
Okay. Well, I'm not holding anything against Mammoth Lakes or anything. As a kid, you know, I could put on my own tippet and do my own hackle and do my own things. But
there you go.
I've evolved as a fisherman in the last 17 years commercially. I've fished sustainably here on the West Coast, and I've worked in industries from albacore to live fish, to hook and line live halibut, white sea bass. I'm the captain and owner of a stick troll vessel, sustainable fishing vessel in California. And as a lot of the sport fishermen will know, you know, the commercial guys just joined in on May 1st. We just had our opener.
For salmon.
That's for salmon. Mm-hmm. And at the same time for lean cod and rock cod and some of the other species my boat does. But I also own a business. I own the Wild Local Seafood Co. It's a sustainable seafood company based out of Santa Barbara, California. But we have accounts kind of all over the state, and a lot of them, especially in Southern California. And what we do is we basically put customers and clients and anyone that wants to get actual good seafood in touch with the ocean itself, meaning right with the vessels, the owners, and we can actually trace back to sustainability what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, something like this week when we sell salmon, we only sell wild local troll-caught salmon. And that, you know, that isn't a frown upon other industries, but we're really against things like farm-raised salmon, what's going on in New Zealand and some of the Scottish salmon. So we're real big advocates and big on getting everyone out there to support the local fishermen and go support restaurants and farmers markets and pretty much anyone that's going to have a wild, local, sustainable mm-hmm. fish.
Well, just a couple of quick comments. There was a time that there was a lot of fisheries that were very badly impacted. And a lot of it was because of the commercial fishermen, because, you know, what happened is that, you know, their job is to do what they do best. And with the controls that were around, they just kept getting better at what they did. But that's changed considerably, you know, with gill letters and the longliners.
Yes, you know, longlines pushed off mm-hmm. Past 3 miles. You don't have that kind of thing going on for pelagics anymore. Mm-hmm. Things like salmon, which I fish in, was closed for 2 years. 4 and 5 years back. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, we weren't allowed to fish it to make sure the population rebounded. Mm-hmm. It goes on to for other things like prawn lately with trawling. Mm-hmm. Nature Conservancy, I believe, brought 10 boats back in Morro Bay and a number of licenses. So you have a lot less impact.
Oh.
Seasonal fisheries, things like sea bass now, with some of the population programs, some hub stuff, and especially things like the gill netting and the restrictions have really, for me as a commercial mm-hmm. fisherman, and so someone that still participates in quite a few sport fisheries itself, mm-hmm. I see the ocean, you know, when it's respected in this way by commercial guys and sport guys in general together, that's when you have a real win-win.
Okay. Well, it's my impression, and I'm not a scientist, but when you catch fish with a hook and line, first of all, you get a more quality product because wrapping them up in a net isn't good for the fish. But when you catch fish with a hook and line, it's going to be very hard to deplete the species, especially with the controls they have in. And I think that even though the fishing may not be as good as it was 50 years ago, it's probably a lot better than it was 15 or 20 years ago.
Sure. And I can, you know, I could tell you the last 17 years, any of the guys out there that are listening that have been mm-hmm. fishing sea bass on the coast.
Right.
I mean, we got huge coastal tankers and
right.
I come back from my stick fishing and I commercial fish live halibut. I troll, yeah. I bounce ball. And I know
right.
a lot of guys out there know what that is now.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing that for a few decades. It's kind of a Santa Barbara thing.
Mm-hmm.
But as well, we fish sea bass. You know, my crew works at night when we're not yeah. fishing halibut during the day, and the
yeah.
number of fish over 45 pounds we've caught
wow.
the last 3 years might be more than we caught the 17 years before it.
There you go. There you go. Well, I think we're going to run out of time, but before we do, if someone wants to get in touch with you or your product, where do we find you?
You can find us at www.wildlocalseafood.com, as well at a number of farmers markets, Mar Vista in Venice, Santa Monica, Pico, Plow to Porch in Santa Barbara delivers our product, The Good
okay.
Egg in L.A., also
okay.
Out of the Box Collective.
Okay, well, we're gonna let you go with that, but wildlocalseafood.com.
Yeah, and if any guys out there are hook and line sustainable commercial fishermen as well, they can get in touch with us with tuna.
Perfect.
Sea bass, we'd love some more product always.
We love what you're doing because you're using it and you're not abusing it.
Sure, we appreciate the support.
Okay, thanks, Ben. We appreciate you coming aboard.
All right.
You
Bye.
Are listening to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan, and Cookie left the studio. And anyway, please tune in to us on Facebook at Fish Talk Radio. And then obviously our website is fishtalkradio.com. And you can listen to all of the shows today, and they're archived. There's hundreds of ways to get in touch with us.